So you bagged a wild turkey, you want to take it home and eat it, but how do you cook it? David Sparks with Sportsman Spotlight. Jolynn Dowsey from the Medford, Oregon Sportsman's Warehouse Store has all kinds of ideas and equipment for turning that wild turkey you bagged into a delicious meal.
The very first thing I would suggest is injecting it with, there's lots of butters and stuff. I would say brine it, but brining really doesn't work with deep frying because then you've got all that water that you don't want that the bird collects. But if it was me, I'd be smoking it. I would be brining it overnight and then I would smoke it. So for deep frying, of course, your oil, and we've got oilless deep fryers for turkeys, which is pretty handy.
Well, how do you deep fry in something that isn't oil?
I know, isn't it funny? It's an oilless turkey fryer. It actually uses infrared. We sell that.
Is that a result of a safety concern?
Yes.
Sometimes you hear about
there's so many fires. Yes. I did have one lady purchase one, and she said it worked awesome. But I don't know that you can beat the deep fryer with the oil.
In terms of taste?
Yes.
So you're kind of on the fence. You know, on the one hand, deep frying with oil is delicious, but it is dangerous. On the other hand, you're telling me...
I think the one with oil is better. You get your turkey, 10 to 14 pounds, 4 or 5 gallons of peanut oil. Pretty much that's it.
About how long does that take?
Hour and a half. And if you inject it with marinade deep into the breast muscles and legs.
This is David Sparks for Sportsman's Spotlight.